when they will see these miracles, yes, when they will see these miracles, all the nations of the world, they will suddenly realize what is deep down in the bottom of the subconscious level of every human being, namely the fact there is a God, that the world cannot be by chance. So we'll play our part. We'll do our duty to be the guide of mankind. And if we are the guide of mankind, they will stop saying that we are bandits, that we are thieves, because they will admire us and they will take us as the guides of mankind. And this is the deep meaning of this question. This is what it means by creator of the world. Did you understand? No. And this is why Russian is very actual. Today you see among the nations of the world there is a lot of dishonesty. For instance, during 8 years, the Hamas shot rockets on Shderot. And when Israel went there in order to clean, everybody say that we are murderers. There is a lot of dishonesty. So what do we have to do?
What do you call it? Dishonesty.
They are dishonest. Yeah.
What do we have to do?
Wait, one second, let me finish.
We have to get
it. No, let me finish. What do we have to do? According to, you just came, you know what I said before. According to this Rashi, if we live in the land of Israel as we should live, so the people will feel a special strength, a spiritual strength, a spiritual providence, a divine providence, a divine hand on this land, and they will take us as guides, and they will stop saying that we are thieves. And indeed, when you see the story of Israel, modern history of Israel, a big part of Zionism wanted to raise the idea of God. And today, who is in front of us? To whom we are confronted? Hamas and Hezbollah. They are only sensitive to the idea of God and no more. And my thought of this,
I think you just turned the lecture guy.
I thought of this when I was living in Israel a long time ago. There were suicide attacks every day, and I thought like this: it's so hard to commit suicide. You see, people don't have anything, and nevertheless they cling to life. Why? Because they don't want to die. They cling to life. Yeah, they cling to life. They don't want to die. Although they have health problems and they are below and don't have money and this, they are in the street. What gives the power to these people to commit suicide? And the answer is obvious, because they think that after suicide, they will go into a very, very big paradise. They will be welcomed there, because there will be shahidim, martyrs. Martyrdom, this is the strength of suicide. Like the kamikazes in the war, when they were taking a plane against the American ships and so on, the samurai and so on. Yeah. And, indeed, I thought like this. If we could behave as the Torah is demanding, so there would be miracles in the land of Israel. So this man who is putting belt here in order to explode himself among civilians in Israel, at the last moment he would have doubt. He would say, okay, they told me, according to what I see, God seems to be also with the Jews, because I see the miracles there. And this would be enough to deter him from committing suicide. Because to commit suicide is so hard that you need to be completely certain. If you have the slightest doubt, you cannot. You go backwards. So what's the lesson for us? The lesson is like this. They come to die in the name of God. And we have to live in the name of God. Only life in the name of God could put backwards, could deter, yes, death in the name of God. And this is the Russian here. One day the nations of the world will say, you are thieves, you took this land. Don't discuss with them. But lead the land of Israel as it should lead. And this will make appear miracles, divine providence. And so it will awaken by them from the bottom of the subconscious level, from the souls, it will awaken, oh yes, this world is not by chance. Because this is the idea of God which is the most accessible to every human being, creation. And we have to awaken this accessible idea by our behavior, by making obvious there is a God. And so they will take us as guides and they will stop saying that we are thieves. And indeed, I want to finish with this. A strong idea never dies. This is a strong idea that we find in Russia. So I thought that if it's a strong idea, it should be in modern text, even by non-religious people. And I found it. I found it at the end of the memoirs of Ariel Sharon. He says exactly what I read in Russian, although he says that he's not religious at all, but he comes to the same conclusion. And I brought you the text in English. The text doesn't exist in Hebrew, only in English and French, and we couldn't know why he didn't write this in Hebrew.
What? That?
Yeah. Wait a minute, didn't Sharon...
Ariel Sharon?
Yes.
He spoke English?
You gave us a text from Ariel Sharon?
Yes.
The traitor?
Who was he exactly? Ariel Sharon?
The war hero?
The president?
He's the man who gave the war hero also?
We want to hear, we want to know there's a man behind the man.
Yes, sir.
Non, pas Perron, c'est ici qu'il y a pour Ariel Sharon. J'ai pas compris. C'était quel président? De combien? Ou c'était quelle année encore?
Martin. It was in 19. In 19.
19. 90. 90, c'est ça?
Yeah.
C'était le premier, c'est ça? François Hollande en France et à Pays.
I don't have a sheet, but
Wait,
this isn't French, I need English.
Okay.
You don't speak French,
what? Your French is good.
I don't have
to. Okay, second page. Everybody has the first page?
Yeah, probably.
Or second page?
There's no numbers.
Second page. There are numbers on the second page only, not on the first one.
Huh? I have the warrior now.
You have it?
Yeah, warrior.
Okay, let's take the page without numbers. The page without numbers. You have it? And the right side. I repeat, the right side of the page without number. Matatiahu, you have it?
Yeah.
Okay, third line. The problem started with our generation.
Hillary.
Because we were the sons and daughters of rebels. We had no Judaism in our upbringing whatsoever. The result was that our generation in a way lost its roots. The first to have done so. What did we know about Jewish wisdom? What did we know about Jewish contributions to the world? Or about the Jewish presence here in Israel? Very little. We were taught to be proud that we were Jews, the sons of those Jews who through the ages had fought to the death for their beliefs. No, we were not taught things. Instead, with our generation, there was an attempt to create not Jews, but new Israeli men and women. In the process, we were disconnected from those earlier generation whose Jewishness was inscribed in their hearts. And the outside world saw this too. I remember back in the 50s and 60s, when I was traveling abroad, I felt desired by others to consider me not as a Jew, but as an Israeli, to draw the distinction. You are an Israeli, the same to say. These they, those people over there with the strange clothing and strange ways, they are Jews. And in a way, it felt easy to be accepted like this. It was also dangerous. It was a signal that they had lost our Jewishness. And I, for one, even then, never believed we would really be able to survive here if we were nothing more than Israelis. For our attachment to the land of Israel, our identity with it, comes through our Jewishness. I am a Jew, I thought then, and I think now. That doesn't mean that I am a religious man. I'm not. When it comes to practicing Judaism, there is much I cannot know. But I do know for certain that above everything I am a Jew, and only after all an Israeli and the rest. Okay, so what does he say? He says that if you detach yourself from the Jewish roots, you won't have any right to survive in this land of Israel. You will have problems. But you can tell me, till now, he doesn't speak of religion. He speaks of Judaism in terms of history, in terms of Hebrew language, in terms of culture. Where is religion? Where is God? Where is Rashi? So wait a moment. Wait a moment. That is what I talked about in this religious kibbutz. The problem started, I say, in our generation with its loss of roots. And then came another generation, our children. And already another generation has appeared, our children's children. And suddenly, listen well, the doubts that started with us doubled and redoubled. Is the land ours? Are we completely sure we're not taking something from somebody else? Are we grabbing and stealing and laying claim to something to which we have no right? And as the doubt have thickened, the resolution and purpose have eroded. So you see here, for the time being, he doesn't speak of God. Wait a bit. He says, the more we got away from our Jewish roots, and the more the doubts was in ourselves. It was not the other people only who said, you stole the land. In our conscience, in our own conscience, the doubt was growing. Maybe we are grabbing, maybe we are stealing something which is not ours. So, the more we got away, we got astray from our Jewish roots, the more this doubt was in ourselves, this accusation was in ourselves, the guilt. So what's the solution? See the end. He says like this, but through it all, there is something that sustains Jews. Even a non-religious man may say that. Otherwise, how could these people have been preserved for thousands of years as they have been through exile and diaspora, persecuted and murdered and driven from place to place? There is something that keeps this nation. So even while we are in a process of deterioration on the downward slope, some direction set in 73, direction was in the form of Gush Emunim, the block of the believers, Gush Emunim. For 16 years I've been watching this movement. And through it is not large, in the course of these years, there has been a difference in Israel. So, before finishing, say, what's the solution? There is something, what is the something? An X, a Y, something which is sustaining this nation. Even non-religious men may say it. So it's God. Because otherwise, if it's not God, why does he say it? There is something which sustains this nation, and just after he says, even a non-religious person has to admit it. So what's the text? First of all, there are three parts you can say in this text. Listen well. The first part of the text says, we, our generation, we are detached from the roots. And we were accustomed to say, I'm Israeli, but not Jewish. As a result, a doubt in ourselves. What is the doubt? The doubt is, maybe we still believe. So we come to the accusation in ourselves. And what's the solution? The something which always sustained the Jewish people and which enable these people to survive in terrible conditions. That means God. So you see this man who is Ariel Sharon, who is not religious, and he told you he's not religious. That's the reason why the text is very interesting. At the end he says, it's not only the other people who accuse us to be robbers, to be thieves, it's in ourselves that the accusation, the guilt, is growing. How can we do? Come back to this, to the same thing which sustained Eretz Israel, which sustained the people of Israel, that means God. And even the non-religious person may say it. And at the end he finishes with two examples. The Gush Emunim, the block of the believers, these people who are in Yehuda v'Shomron, and the Chozrim b'Tshuva, as if he's expecting an answer from the Jewish religious tradition, because there is no other answer. If we don't have this, we are just robbers, we are just thieves, we don't have any right in this land. And this is deeply what Rashi means. And I repeat, very briefly, the questions on Rashi and the answers. Rashi says, one day the people of the world will say that we are thieves, that we took the land of Israel. So we are going to answer to them through the idea of God who created the world. And God created the world and he gives the land to whom, whomever he wants. He wanted to give to these people of Canaan and then to our ancestors. But why do you need Rashi to resort to the idea of God as a creator? Say that God is a king. Why do you need creator? And the idea is that the creation of the world, God as a creator, is the concept which is the most accessible, the most available for all the nations of the world. Because every human being is flabbergasted. He thinks just a moment concerning the world, concerning the body, concerning their health. So what do we have to do with the land of Israel? To live as Jews. And to give to God the possibility to make miracles on this land. Depends on our behavior. In Bechukodai Terechu, if you toil in the Torah. So when the nations of the world will see the divine providence on us, they will stop saying that we are robbers, thieves. They will take us as guides of mankind, as teachers, and so we won't have any more problem with them. And as I told you, all these Arabs who commit suicide attacks, if they could feel divine providence on the Jewish people, it depends only on us, they wouldn't dare to come and attack us. Because the only thing which made them so proud and so willing to commit suicide is the fact they think that God wants it. And God will give them a reward after the death. But if they feel that God is also, even just also, not only but also with us, he will be afraid to commit suicide because he doesn't have the same certainty. He will have doubt, and a doubt will be enough to deter him from committing suicide. So the lesson for us, and it comes also from Rashi, we come to die in the name of God, you have to live in the name of God, and only life in the name of God could push away, could push back death in the name of God. So that's the reason why this Rashi is so actual. Excuse me. That's right. Did you follow?
Yeah.
You understood everything?
It's interesting.
Yeah, but you understood the whole picture? So this is the way I understand this Rashi. And I think that even someone like Ariel Sharon, who is not religious, and you saw he writes he's not religious, he comes to the same conclusion. That's the reason why I took a text from someone who is not religious. Because if he was religious, you could say, okay, he speaks like this because he read the Torah, he read Rashi, like you. But he says he doesn't know anything in Judaism. So he doesn't know probably this Rashi. And obviously, when you read this text, he came to this conclusion by himself. Because the strong ideas, even if you don't know Rashi, you don't know the Torah, you can come by yourself to such a strong idea, such a strong concept. Did you follow?
Yeah.
Yes? Everybody followed?
Yeah.
Yeah. Excuse me for the mistakes in English, but
there's no mistakes.
I'm here to learn. You are here because I'm also here to learn. But we don't learn the same thing. You learn about Torah and I learn about English.
There's one problem with your theory.
No, but Gani wanted to speak before you, excuse me. He raised his finger. So Gani first and you second. Okay?
I've been trying to say two things. One, Ariel Sharon, then why did he give away the Gaza Strip?
I'm always asked this question when I do this lecture in French, in English, in all the languages. They always ask me this question, and I say like this. In a man, you have good inclination and bad inclination, evil inclination. Yetzer HaTov, Yetzer HaRa. A man in 89, the text was written in 89, he had a good inspiration. He has a flash of lightning, which came from God. But the thing is, afterwards you have your free choice. You can choose good things or evil things. And unfortunately, this man went astray. Don't forget that Ariel Sharon saved Israel during the Kippur War. He had a genius idea. The genius idea because, listen, here you have the Canal of Suez. And the Jews, the Israeli army was in the Sinai. On the day of Kippur, the Arabs came like this, and little by little they were going forward. And we didn't see any possibility to make them backwards. So Ariel Sharon said, here there is a little space, and I go by night with my troops, and I will take them reverse, so they will be hemmed. Claim will be within hem. H-E-M.
Yeah, but you say claim in the
situation. Encircled. They will be hemmed and circled by our troops here on this side of the canal and our troops here. The Israeli government told him not to do it. And nevertheless, on the night of Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, 10 days after the beginning of the Kippur War, he did it against the orders. And once I was Pesach in Crete, we say Crete, the island, the Greek island, and at the table there was a couple, and he was retired from business. So I told him, he was Israeli, what did you do when you were working? He told me, all my life I was in intelligence, in secret intelligence, Modi'in, yeah, as a spy. So I told him, is it true that when Ariel Sharon crossed over the canal with his troops, it was against the orders, he disobeyed? He told me, yeah, it's true. So I said, well, he was not judged, because nobody succeeded. He saved Israel. The only reason he was not judged was he succeeded, because he saved Israel. So God put him in his head a genius idea, and this saved Israel. Sometimes God pushes a man to make something crazy, to go against the orders. It's very, very serious in the army. But he did it, and this saved Israel. But a man has free choice. Good inclination, evil inclination. And afterwards, he was
convinced. But how do you know God didn't put this idea in his mind too? Maybe to push the Jews from the world to come to Israel.
And this man, and
so
this
the
man
whole world hates
was
him.
Completely, afterwards he was completely blind what he did. Because maybe he had personal interest, I don't know why. But, you know, sometimes in life, you and me and everybody, you can do very good things and then very bad things. Because we have a free choice. Yes.
What's our second?
In Stalingrad, the four men walls that Hitler didn't listen to his generals. The generals told him that he had to retreat, and he said no, and insisted. It was football, and this made the first defeat of the German army in February 43. February 2, 1943, they capitulated, and also God wanted Hitler to be blind. And the same thing in the invasion of Normandy, because all the generals say to Hitler, there is an invasion, you have to take all the Panzer division from the north of France and to bring them in Normandy. He said, no, it's just a maneuver. Yeah, it's just a play, they are playing. The real invasion will be in Pas-de-Calais, in the north of France. But it was not true. He was wrong. And Baruch Hashem, he was wrong. Because so the Americans and the English could succeed. You understand? So you see here also what is written in our sages, Lev Melachim Beyad Hashem. The heart of the kings is in God's hands. Oh, and during the Second World War, we see what it's starting down in the invasion of Norman.
If you cut up the
Levites of water and Bible's men got sick, they had the theory that they became weak. So that was the water supply. Something happened. Hashem made it so that they mixed up the pipes. Salt water became there, not pure water. And so Bible's men, in addition to being overwhelmed, by material, they became sick.
You want to poison the water?
No, all mine. All mine. It was poisoned water. It was the city. It was salt. No. It wasn't pure water. But
you call it sweet water.
Sea water. So
sweet water.
So that's his head.
Okay, gentlemen. I hope that you could understand everything. It was a bit debated, but it was okay. Understood? And you, Gani, you understand?
Yeah, I still have my second comment. Doran has his comment to say.
Okay, but now you will leave this for tomorrow, please. Tomorrow will be my last lecture. And tomorrow I will speak of my own personal experience in Judaism. Yes? What is Judaism for me and how I became someone to study Torah and so on, although my family was not so religious. So tomorrow I will speak of it, I think. This will be my last lecture. And I will leave you afterwards. I want to ask you something. David, did you follow this shul?
Yeah, basically.
Basically, I like basically. Yes? Yeah. Ça sous-entend vraiment de choses. Okay.
C'est très intéressant. I
will take 5 minutes for him in French.
Wait, I thought he's number one and I'm number two. What's going on here?
I can't, because I had to get the second shiur at 10:30.
No, but he wasn't even number two, and he got in front of
me. Okay, excuse me. Listen, you know what? Tomorrow you will be the first ones to speak. And I don't lie, because the last time I said this to Gani, he did it. I said, Gani, listen, tomorrow you will be the first one to ask. And he was the first one to ask, and I answered. And I remember his question. If you are poor, do you have to give? And so on, I explained everything.
It's great, Rabbi.
Yes? Mm-hmm. Gani, remember?
Yes.
So tomorrow... he will be the first one, and you will be the second one.
If I'm here, that doesn't resent me.
If you are not here, you will see me in the middle of the day, and I will answer to you with all my time.
Now, it's not your fault. The students must listen to you, and say he was number one and I was number two, and listen to this. It's not only your fault.
Okay, it's not so terrible, you know. Sometimes people are spontaneous, of course. And it can happen to everybody, and it can be repaired, because I will see you today, and I will answer your question. Okay?
No, my question would be preferably be in front of everybody.
So, ask your question.
What, now?
Yeah, just the question, yeah.
Okay, so let's ask it. Okay. We started by saying that the theory... that we've taken a non-religious person that doesn't know anything about Judaism, and you're reconciled with what Rashi says. My answer to that is, in context, what are we reading? Are we reading a speech to religious people? Are we? Okay. So when you give a speech to agnostics, you speak their language. When you give a shiur to scientists, you speak their language.
Okay, but it's not necessarily that he was completely hypocrite, because he came to something which is deep, and the thing that gave is so deep that it requires from him a deep thinking. And our sages say, "Mitor shelo lishma balishma." Even if it was not Lishma, it was Lo Lishma, he wanted to impress these people, nevertheless, he revealed what is deep down in his own mind, even the subconscious mind. This is my theory. Because it's a really deep idea that he developed here. It cannot be just like this, while brushing the teeth, that he thought of it. Yes, because I suppose it was brushing his teeth every morning. was not enough to think of such a thing.
Thank you for giving me the extra time.
My pleasure, sir. And tomorrow will be Gany. Because Gany, since Gany will be here tomorrow, he will
see tomorrow. It's like a very tiny, actual comment. It's not that big, but I'm just...
What's it?
It's not that big. It's actually like a few... It's like a very...
Okay, we will say tomorrow. Okay. In five minutes, I begin the second shiur. Yeah? Instead of Rav Zitzman.
Wait, Rav Papa...
No, it's only a grammar shiur.
No, I don't have the second page. Either.
You don't have the second page? You have it?
Do you need a camera for the second shield? We should put the camera back on.
No.
Camera's not Rabbi Paparon's first priority.
Yeah, because all these
he's not a TV man.
No, not only this, but all these shirin have been already recorded in English.
And you don't want your name. You might as well not have it. Let them listen to you through audio.
Okay. Alors je vais résumer pour toi. C'est-à-dire que Rachid est parti dès qu'un jour les peuples vont nous accuser d'avoir volé la terre d'Israël. Alors ils vont dire, vous avez volé la terre de Canaan, la maison de l'Égypte. Et comment on va leur répondre en disant que c'est tout qui a volé. Alors quoi, on va aller avec des missionnaires, là, des témoins de Jéhovah, se frapper au corps. Alors on a dit, qu'est-ce que c'est que la terre d'Israël? La terre d'Israël, c'est une terre où on peut faire apparaître des miracles. Et parce qu'on peut faire apparaître des miracles, on peut réveiller chez chaque être humain l'idée qui sommeille au fond de lui, que ce monde ne va plus se faire par hasard. Donc, je trouve que le monde ne va plus se faire par hasard, on peut avoir plusieurs exemples. Que dans le monde, il y a des structures bien compliquées qui ne vont plus se faire tout seul. Par exemple, la santé, toutes ces choses-là. Et donc, tout être humain peut être ouvert à l'idée que le monde ne va plus se faire par hasard. Nous vivons en Israël, nous avons la bonté de Dieu, il y a une providence divine qui va venir, qui va protéger ce qui est, tout le monde la verra. Alors tout le monde nous prendra pour les guides, parce qu'on va réveiller chez chaque être humain l'idée que le monde va s'éveiller, qu'il y a un créateur divin. Parce que quand les gens vont nous prendre pour les guides, ils vont arrêter de dire qu'on est des voleurs. Et ensuite, dans le texte de Sharon que tu as dit, Sharon dit qu'il n'est pas volé, mais il dit qu'au fur et à mesure qu'on s'éloigne de nos racines juives, oui. Alors, il y a un doute qu'elles ont dit en nous, ce n'est même pas les autres qui nous disent qu'on est des voleurs. Dans notre propre conscience, on s'est accusé d'être des voleurs. Ah, quelle est la solution? Il dit qu'il y a quelque chose qui maintient en vie et qui les a maintenus pendant 2000 ans d'exil. Même un non-religieux est obligé de l'admettre. Et s'il dit même un non-religieux est obligé de l'admettre, ça veut dire qu'il parle de Dieu. Et donc, il est venu lui-même à cette idée qu'il est dans la Chine. Alors qu'il dit une page avant qu'il est parle de Dieu. Ça veut dire qu'on est condamné à vivre avec ça. Et je leur ai dit, les types qui vous invitent à suicide, qu'est-ce qu'ils donnent à la force de supprimer la religion? Très bien de supprimer ça. On voit des SDF à Paris, ils s'accrochent à la vie, ils n'ont pas de femme, ils n'ont pas de métier, ils n'ont pas d'argent, ils n'ont pas de maison, ils sont sur le trottoir, mais ils s'accrochent à la vie. Pourquoi eux, ils ont la force de suicider? C'est parce qu'ils croient dur comme fer qu'ils meurent en martyr, et que Dieu va les accueillir dans un immense paradis après la mort. Mais si nous, on vivait comme la Torah demande sur la terre d'Israël, alors la paracha nous promet qu'il y aura des miracles. Les pluies en leur temps, et ça, et le miracle de la Shemitah, quand on ne travaille pas la terre la 7e année, la 6e année nous produira une récolte qui vaudra pour 3 ans. Une triple récolte durant la 6e année. 6, 7 et 8, pour la 6, 7 et 8 années.
Excusez-moi,
tous ces miracles, tous ces miracles-là, le monde entier va les voir. Et donc ces gens-là, ils vont les voir aussi. Donc ils n'auront plus la force de supprimer leur vie. Parce qu'au dernier moment, le type qui se met une ceinture explosive, il va venir supprimer les amis parce qu'il croit qu'il y a un martyr et que là-haut on va le cueillir au paradis. Il va se dire, mais d'après ce que je vois, le bon Dieu est aussi un peuple. Il suffirait que sa certitude soit en calme, qu'en soit plus. Juste une faille pour dissuader de se suicider. Parce que c'est très dur de se suicider. Donc le message pour nous, c'est que eux, ils viennent de vivre de Dieu et nous devons vivre de Dieu. C'est ça la solution. Et ça, c'est magique. Un jour viendra la nation du monde, vous êtes des voleurs. N'essayez pas de discuter avec eux. Vivez sur la terre d'Israël. Faites apparaître les miracles, la main de Dieu sur la terre d'Israël. Vous avez les possibilités. La Torah vous le promet. Et à travers ça, vous avez réveillé l'idée de Dieu, créateur du monde, qui ne demande qu'à s'éveiller au fond de la conscience de chacun d'entre vous. Alors, vous prendra vos béguines. Et vous cesserez de dire que vous êtes des voleurs. C'est ça notre mission. Voilà, bon, je m'excuse, c'est un cours en anglais, j'ai essayé de te résumer. Hein.
Non, vous êtes très très bien réussi. Je vais encore étudier. Je vais encore étudier, puisque vous venez de dire ces marqués-là.
Ça veut dire charron. Oui, ça, c'est le texte de charron qui pourtant n'est pas religieux. Tu lis ça.
Et lui-même, il avoue que
voilà.
Il faut poursuivre la religion pour ne pas.
Voilà, ça c'est l'anglais. Mais il faudrait que je me rende cette fois, je te fais une photo religieuse, parce que j'en ai plus. Tu lis la page 2 et tu lis ça. Oui. Tu lis la page 2, ça, tout ça. Et ça, tu vois, tu n'as pas besoin de lire ça, la page 1, ni la page 4. C'est la page 2 et 3 qui est derrière. OK? Voilà. Et tu me rends cette photo. J'en ai plus en français. Je vais faire une photocopie pour toi. OK. Ciao. And nine. So today, not to save time, I give you something which is already written. You don't need anything, just follow. David, chien le player, did you follow my sheet? But that, nothing is sure in this field.
Very good. Super. That's super. Simple.
Tiens, tu vas rester pour le coup. Ma mère, ça va être les deux. Il est en anglais, mais je peux traduire en français. Gentlemen, I will ask you. Oui, absolument. Oui.
Non, c'est juste pour leur
faciliter dans le dommage et dans le langage. I don't have enough sheets, sir. You want to follow the grammar lecture?
I'll listen.
Okay, fine. Okay, so the thing is, I'm going to read in English and translate into French. Okay. This will enable this gentleman. The remark, they are very...
But we have another lecture after. That's why we're under pressure for time. You know, so we have to do your lecture, and we have another one, so we're going to be late, and it's like Gezel, you know?
Okay, do as you want. This is the... I have to make copies because I didn't expect so many people. I have to make copies.
How many copies do you need?
Can I have one?
No, no, no. The thing is, you can give me...
I don't
have I give you a copy. I'm going to make copies for you. Guys.
This I have written down.
Oh.
Okay, give him.
Okay,
so let me sit over here. Okay. The verb system. But that's out. Need broker.
Need broker.
And your head. Don't smoke with your head.
Allez, chemin.
Done. You will teach me your language.
But after the show.
Oh. The verb system. One. Every verb root. Every verbal root has three letters. Chaque racine verbale a trois lettres. Two. Deux. We have three tenses. Present, past, future. Trois temps. Présent, passé, futur. Three. You have seven aspects. Les sept aspects. Binyanim. And each one expresses different nuances. Normal, paral, intensive, ill, causative, if ill. I make someone do it. I do not do it by myself, but I make someone do it. Each aspect, binyan, has three tenses, as I said already, present, past, future. There are seven aspects, binyanim. Three active, three passive, one reflective. Five. Each aspect is named by the third person past tense. For instance, Pa'al, he acted. Pierre, he acted intensively. And this gives the name of the whole aspect, Binyan. Six. Each active aspect, there are three active aspects, has its corresponding passive form. So three also. In the middle, you have the reflective. Example, I wash myself. I do it, and in the same time, I receive the action. So, why you read this in 3 minutes, I'll explain to you. Quand on dit en français, je chante, je chantonne. Je chantonne, c'est un aspect affaibli que je chante. Oui?
Alors en hébreu, chaque verbe il a ça, il y a sept aspects. L'aspect intensif, l'aspect qui fait faire quelque chose à quelqu'un d'autre, et comment on l'obtient? En prenant la racine verbale et en la modifiant légèrement. Pa'al, il a agi. Piel, il a agi avec force. Ifril, je mets un i devant, il a fait agir quelqu'un. Ça va? Let's take the menorah. Pa'al, lavash, shamar, normal, active. Lavash, war, sure, for instance, shamar, kept. Piel, shimer, intensive, active. Ifil, the ifil of lavash, ilbish, he made him wear a shirt. Ilbish, oto, fulsa. Cause active, active. And everyone, you see the arrow, has his corresponding passive form. The passive form of Pa'al is Nifal. Shamar, he kept. Nishmar, he is kept. Nilbash, he is dressed by someone else. It's passive. Pierre, Shimer. Shimer, he kept intensively. He conserved on the long run. Shumar, he was conserved on the long run. Yeah? Ifil, Ilbish, he made him wear a shirt. Ulbash, the ufal, ulbash, causative passive. Yeah? They made him wear a shirt. I said passive. Passive is French, it's passive in English. Yeah? It's okay. So you see, pu'al, shumar, ufal, ulbash. You understand how it works? There is a model, and you copy the model. That means pa'al, shamar, pi'el, shimer, ifil, ilbish, nifal, nishmar, pu'al, shumar, uf'al, ulbash. Clear?
So that
we're finished.
We're talking about action.
Yeah.
And you have the right side, which is pa'al and nifal. Both are action. And for each one, you have past, present, and future.
Yeah, but pa'al
example,
is active.
And lavash is the... Is
he's a pa'al also.
Lavash. You have... Yeah, I see. You have... Over here, you have lavash, and then you have...
You could have libesh, but libesh doesn't exist.
What's the difference between lavash and libesh?
No, lavash, he wore. Libesh, he wore with intensity. And ilbish, made you wear. Yeah?
Also, pa'al is just he wore, just a regular. And then shemer is.
Shemer is another word. Shemer is another verb.
What's the meaning?
Yeah. Shama, he kept.
Yeah.
Shemer, he kept with intensity. In an intensive way.
Okay. And then he'll leave, just he made someone else for him. That's one.
Yeah. And on the left side, you have the corresponding passive forms of the active forms. Each active form has a passive correspondent.
Okay.
And in the middle, it's ba'el. It ba'el is reflective. That means, I didn't read this, I read it now. It ba'el, for instance, it labesh, he dressed himself. He was not dressed by someone else. He dressed himself. So he gives the action and he receives the action. He does the action, yes, but he does the action himself, so he receives also the action. But yahu, all is good. All my
moi j'ai moi j'aurais sur la menorah, j'aurais posé le pas à la pointe de l'ombre et à peu près.
Could you concentrate?
That's what I'm trying to do.
Yes, it's okay. Okay. So now listen, gentlemen. Yes, David. Oui. En français, on dit la nature a horreur du vide.
Pardon?
La nature a horreur du vide.
Du vide.
Du vide. Mais c'est un principe en physique, jamais de vide, peut-être pas. La nature a horreur du vide, mais elle adore le David, surtout quand le David s'éloigne du vide.
Ouais, c'est ça.
Ok, je continue.
C'est très intéressant, parce que j'ai fait la réflexion.
Alors, maintenant, quand on passe au nom, quand on, when we pass through the nouns, the substantives, from the pa'al, the noun is e-i-a. Shamar, kept.
Shemima, the keeping. Nasham, to breathe. The breathing is Neshima. Give me a verb, any verb that you want. In English.
To go.
To go. To go, Alach. He went. So it should be Elicha. Or why is it Alicha and not Elicha? Because the first letter is from the throat. Guttural. I'm saying English. Guttural. Guttural. And when you have a guttural, you cannot have a shva. So you have a. You have four gutturals. So what are the four gutturals? Yeah.
Aleph. I have no idea what you're talking about. I lost you.
Aleph.
And a chet.
1 second.
Ein kuf. Aleph, chet, ein kuf.
What is this? What are we learning now? What is this? Also, hey, what's the title?
The eye of the brother. This is mnemonic. The eye. Ani. Of the brother, Ahav. And you have here the four gutturals of Hebrew, the cat gutturals of Hebrew. The eye, the brother, the eye of the brother.
Ain,
he, aleph, he. Why aleph is guttural? Because normally the Yemenites, am I right? Aleph say, Am, not an. Hun.
What's that? What's okay. That first? What's that first letter?
It's an I.
Huh?
I.
Oh.
Okay. So now listen. Normally, when you pass from the pa'al to the noun, you have a, e, a. For instance, let's say, I breathe. Nasham. Nashamti. Neshima. He saw ra'a, the sight, re'iya, with this at the end. He heard shama, the hearing, shemiya. But when you have the guttural, you cannot have this. So you replace this by this. For instance, Allah, he went, the walking, Alicha, and not Elicha, because of the guttural. Second thing, when you have a PL, guys, it's okay, you're with me?
You have to make some changes. I don't get all the changes, but I get some of it.
You get the picture? The whole picture?
I'm looking at the picture, and then I'll fill in the details later.
Okay. Second thing, when you have a PL, so the noun is E, who? Example. Who diber, he spoke. It's a PL, diber. The speech, dibur. He gathered, kibetz. The in gathering, kibbutz. And so on and so on. And when you have an ifil, the name is A. Who ifdil, Abdallah. Who ilbish. The clothing, al-basha.
Which are a poor ratio, you see, you know?
What?
Sometimes a ratio is also.
No, ratio is not a guttural, it's a mistake, which is spread out, but the good grammar books tell you to get away from this mistake. Resh is a lingual, like lamed.
Okay. Resh,
in Hebrew you have to say rrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrr
dans le, comment on fait re.
And not like in German.
Le re, non, c'est le.
C'est ce que j'ai dit ou pas. Oui, bien sûr. Ça veut dire, quand on est dans le Ta'al et qu'on passe son nom, c'est E-I-A. Nasham, il a respiré. Neshima, la respiration. Quand on est dans le Piel, qui est intensif et qu'on passe son nom, c'est I-U. Diber, il a parlé. Diber, Dibou. Oh. Et quand on est dans le. Quand on est dans le Ifil, oui, par exemple, Ifdin, Ifdin, Abdallah. Il dit Abdallah, il biche al-Bacha. Voilà. Okay, so now, gentlemen, we go to the fa'al. We saw the fa'al yesterday. I put it here.
I can pass it up.
Thanks. You have the fa'al? Okay.
No.
Okay. The fa'al is no more fa'al. And then today we'll see the pi'er and the mi'fa'al. Today will be intensive.
What is
like the pi'er?
But isn't sometimes the resh, don't they also have, goes by the school?
No. The resh, for instance,
just out in the street? It's like not
the resh, the resh, for instance, when you say ra'a, you don't say ra'iya, you say re'iya. When you say alar, you say alicha. When you say arag, arag, ikil, you say ariga.
So what about with like rachava? Like rocha, like rachava. They don't say that in the street?
No, ra'a, re'iya. You say re'iya, you don't say ra'iya.
But I thought there's some words that begin with rich, rich that they do, no?
Hello.
Okay, let's go. Pa'al, normal active. The present is OA.
Okay, what's pa'al?
Pa'al means normal active.
Yeah.
Pa'al,
yeah.
That means that pa'al,
yeah.
So shama, shama means to get. The present of the pa'al is always OA. When you want to be present, I say guy, OA. So OA, show me.
What's another example?
For instance, Ra'a, you saw, and you see, I see. Okay.